NPR News analyst Daniel Shore has been following the day's developments in Baghdad, in Washington, and at the United Nations. He says the United States now finds itself in a curious position, on the brink of fighting a war to bring democracy to Iraq, yet finding fellow democratic countries among its most determined opponents in trying to block that war.
That leaders of democracies had to sneak off to an air base on an Atlantic island free of demonstrating crowds told its own story. This is not only the end of a diplomatic process, as President Bush says, it marks the erosion of the concept of collective security that has undergirded American policy from Wilson to Clinton. The effort to get a war-making license from the UN Security Council, which the administration said it didn't really need, was defeated by citizen resistance in countries where citizens can exercise influence. Britain's Tony Blair pleaded for a resolution that might help get him out of hot water with his constituents. Mexico and Chile need many forms of American help, but they discovered that they need the consent of their citizens more. France, where you can make a career of America bashing, is another story. So is Russia, which doesn't need voter pressure in order for President Putin to make trouble for Bush. There is irony here for a president devoted to the spread of democracy, but not always happy with the results. To a group of veterans assembled at the White House last November, Bush said, "We don't seek an empire. Our nation is committed to freedom for ourselves and for others." Yes, but the current Newsweek magazine carries a lengthy article entitled, "The Arrogant Empire," saying that never will America have waged a war in such isolation as the war with Iraq. Established mainstays of the global order, Western Alliance, European Unity, United Nations, seem to be cracking under the stress, says Newsweek. And most of the countries worried about what they call empire are countries that we call democracies. This is Daniel Shore.